Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, May 26th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. J6ers in jail. The Supreme Court crushes the EPA. Kids betting on sports in record numbers and Target losing a lot of money. All coming up, then Bill will be here with your message of the day. A January 6th protester was sentenced to 18 years in prison. He said he's a political prisoner. And the judge responded, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the Republic and to the very fabric of this democracy." Ahead of January 6th, he wrote in a message, "They won't fear us until we come with rifles in hand." Important note, he did not bring rifles. And then the guy who put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, but it actually wasn't Nancy Pelosi's desk, it was like the receptionist's desk. He was convicted of 8 crimes, given 4 years in federal prison. He told the jury he was looking for a bathroom. That's not a good excuse. But prosecutors said he showed brazen disrespect for every form of authority he encountered. And the judge said, "You're 63 years old. You're too old for this nonsense. But for better or worse, you became one of the faces of January 6th, and I think you enjoy it." He was inside the Capitol for how long? 6 minutes. And he stole an envelope. The Supreme Court struck down a ridiculous EPA ruling. The EPA has always been ridiculous about how they classify navigable waterways. When you think of a navigable waterway, you think of like the Mississippi River or something. But they take it to mean any creek is a navigable waterway. So someone wanted to build a house on land they own in Idaho. But the EPA said no, because your house is near a ditch that feeds into a creek that feeds into a lake. And that ditch is a navigable waterway. And the EPA threatened them with penalties of $40,000 a day. And the Supreme Court ruled against Biden's EPA 9-0. An NC2A study finds that 18 to 22-year-olds, 58% of them have placed at least one bet on a sporting event last year, even though in most states it's illegal for people that age. Among college students living on campus, 70% have placed at least one bet. And the survey found that underage gamblers typically bet between $1 and $50 and lose between $10 and $300 a day. Target, so far, has lost $9 billion in market cap. At first, the CEO said, "I think those are just good business decisions, and it's the right thing for society and a great thing for our brand." Then the CEO said that because of threats to his employees, they'll be moving the pride displays to the back. And now an internal email to the managers says, "To our teams and stores, thank you for steadfastly representing our values." I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, Tina Turner has passed, as you may have heard. She was 83 years old, tremendous rock performer on stage, one of the best I've ever seen. Ms. Turner had a rough time of it in her younger days. A child of poverty, she married the violent Ike Turner, who made her life hell. But Ms. Turner eventually succeeded despite the bad circumstances for one simple reason. She did not surrender to adversity. She kept on going in her pursuit of happiness. That's a dying strategy today in America. We live in a country full of grievance and excuse making. Intoxication, for example, is encouraged. Blaming others for your tragedies is standard. Personal responsibility rarely championed. Younger Americans would do well to study Tina Turner's life and emulate her courage. Feeling the need to change her environment, she left the pressure-packed USA and moved to the far more tranquil country of Switzerland. She analyzed her situation and concluded she had to try something new. All of us have the freedom to reject bad things and improve our lives. The difficulty is figuring out what to do and then having the courage to take a different path. Tina Turner did figure it out. I admire her. May she rest in peace. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here is the mail. Patricia, I just want to say that three generations of L.A. Dodger lifetime fans are turning in their fan cards forever. We are Catholics and find the Dodgers are disrespecting our faith. Absolutely. I'll never go to another Dodger or Angel game again. Deborah, concierge member. Thank you, Deborah. What is this world coming to? I never thought Catholicism would be so attacked by these whack jobs and those news outlets to defend them. Corporate news doesn't really like Christians, generally speaking. Merwin, how can any intelligent person who knows the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is anything other than a hate group? The Dodgers and Angels knew the intent of that group when they invited them to Pride Night. I don't know about that. But I know they know now. Stephen, I live in upstate New York, and the local news here is that State University of New York Albany campus will house illegal immigrants. Who will pay for that? You're going to pay for it. Stephen, I'm going to pay for it. The taxpayer picks up all the tabs for the 7 million foreign nationals and the other 10 million who came before them. We pick up the entire tab. Thank you, Joe Biden. Tony, people aren't delusional for thinking that Trump has no chance of being reelected. Honestly, he doesn't have a chance if DeSantis runs against him. Well, then why is Trump leading DeSantis in the polls so much? Well, it's the difference between the primaries and a general election. Larry Guzik, Kerrville, Texas. Why has Chuck Schumer not brought up McCarthy's debt ceiling vote for a vote? Because there's no bill. Come on, you got to understand the process here. The House negotiates the debt ceiling with the Democratic Party, the president. They come to an agreement. The agreement goes in a bill. It's voted in the House, goes over to the Senate then. Schumer can't do anything now. Don't even have a bill. They will. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 46 years ago today, a strange film was released in just 32 theaters across the USA. Tickets cost $2. All viewers were handed a commemorative pin stating, "May the Force be with you." Star Wars had arrived. Here is the story. In high school, future filmmaker George Lucas wanted to become a race car driver, but a near-fatal accident changed his mind. He then tried to join the Air Force, but was rejected for too many speeding tickets. A dejected Lucas then decided to go into show business. He attended classes at the University of Southern California, majoring in cinematography. Fellow students included Godfather creator Francis Ford Coppola and director Steven Spielberg. With two films under his belt, Lucas begins pitching what he describes as a, quote, space opera. United Artists didn't want it. Universal Studios said no. But Fox Studios gave it a green light. When George Lucas showed the finished product to his friends, they found the plot impossible to understand. It was Spielberg who suggested the opening credits actually tell the audience what's going on. Released on March 25th, 1977, Star Wars, a film made for $10 million, would go on to earn more than $1 billion at the box office. Since its release, there have been 12 more movies, 6 television programs, and dozens of books, comics, and video games about Star Wars. In total, the franchise is now valued at $52 billion. And here's something else you might not know. George Lucas is one of the most successful filmmakers in history, but he has never won a major award. No Oscar, no Golden Globe, no Emmy. His next major project comes out this summer, another collaboration with Steven Spielberg. The movie is called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. It stars Harrison Ford at the age of 80. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.